I've titled this word, New Light is Coming, What Will You Do With It? So we've shortened it to, because that's rather long, we've shortened it to, What Will You Do With It? So let's lay a framework and a foundation for this morning's message. If you'd like to turn with me to Matthew 24, please. At the conclusion of the book of Matthew, there's a very interesting final comment, statement. It's in the imperative mood, however, by Christ. We all know it well. We can all probably repeat it, right? Lo, I'm with you always, even to the very end of the age, right? And most of the church age, the couple of verses before that, talk about you're to go into all the earth, you know, preaching the gospel, making disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I think most of the Christian world has gone on, boom, hook, line, sinker on that whole promotion, if you will, right? But I find the closing statement recorded in the book of Matthew most interesting. Lo, I'm with you always. What does that mean to you? I'm probably looking at the majority of the people here that have walked with God longer than I've been born, had a chance to live, longer than I've been living. So I'm looking at a seasoned group of people that have certainly walked with God through the heat of the day and certainly know the Lord Jesus Christ. But today I'm going to believe, by faith, that, as with you, that there shall be no end of the knowledge, of the understanding, of what we can have, of what we can possess in Christ. That as far as we've come so far, maybe we could even say, you know, I know there's a lot more to have. There's a lot more to become. And by the grace of God, we'll become that. The scriptures talk a lot about aim for perfection. Be ye perfect as Christ Jesus is perfect. Well, I recognize in my own life, I'm not quite there yet. Yet being generous, but we have this as our goal. We have this as our objective, if you will, in Christ, as we're committing all things to Him, as He has committed all things to us. I'd like to expand on this, Lo, I'm with you always, and build on that today, shall we? Matthew 24, verse 27, please, laying a foundation here. For just as the lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. Now, does lightning flash from east to west? Maybe. North to south? What does flash from east to west? Sunlight. So perhaps we have, out of all the books of the Bible, there are probably Matthew 24 and probably 1 Thessalonians 2, 3, 4, 5. There have been more tampering with those books than anything else because they reveal so much of Christ and His plan, P-L-A-N, all right? So it may be something interesting, but what I do know flashes from east to west is the sun. Now, as the sun rises, there's a gradual warming of the earth even, a gradual dissipation of darkness from night to day, right? So this is how the coming of the Son of Man will be. I think most of the Christian world thinks instantaneously, all of a sudden, He's going to appear. And He certainly will. He certainly will all appear so that every eye will see Him, etc. But the real coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is as the new dawning day that shines more and more until the full light of day, as the scriptures say. The full light of day is when He's fully appeared, shall we say. But He's coming to us as the dawning rays of sun come over the crest of the earth. Dawn.
As a thief in the night.
For the people out there, He'll be a thief in the night. For us, He's not going to catch us unaware. Because we're going to have the understanding and the insight of His coming and of His appearing. That He won't catch us unaware. There will be a people that will be prepared. We're not going to know the day or the hour, but we're sort of going to know the season. So keep this scripture in mind as we proceed. Remember, darkness always comes before light. Book of Genesis. There was darkness on the face of the earth. The earth was without form and void. God spoke, "Let there be light." And there was light. Darkness is on the face of the earth because the prince of the power of the world has access to it. But there is a coming a day when he will no longer have access to it. He's going to be bound. Okay. So darkness is covering the earth. Deep darkness is covering the earth. But light is rising upon you. Why? How? The light of the gospel of the glory of Jesus Christ is being released into the earth. You recall the Dark Ages in your history classes and up until about the 1500. Gutenberg Printing Press out of Germany began to print the Word of God. The Word of God was taken away from mankind and it was then given to, what, pretty much the priests out of Rome, etc. And they call it the Dark Ages because the Word of God had been removed from the common man. When the Word of God was printed in 1500 and since has now pretty much been ubiquitous so that in every nation now you can get a copy of the Bible, slowly but surely this process of restoration and this process of more and more light has been released into the earth. Right? So light is coming, and it's dispelling the darkness. Even though the appearance and the illusion of all things now is darkness, and it's going to consume everything, right? But more and more light is being released. More and more revelation is being released. More and more of God is coming to the earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. Sliding over then to the next chapter, chapter 25. Let's read first couple verses here out of chapter 25, building on this whole theme of the increase of light and the dawning of light. It continues here, "The kingdom of heaven will be compared to 10 virgins." We know the story very, very well. We've read it hundreds of times. This story is a reflection of an anointing, a double anointing, of a preparation of spirit, of a quality of heart that is prepared to plan, to appropriate, and to be ready. All were looking for the coming of the Lord. All were pure. But some had a double portion of spirit. Some had a double portion of illumination of light that they were able to have upon their lives. For years, we have been looking and asking the Lord for this level of illumination, this level of anointing, this level of a double portion of spirit, if you will, all synonymous with those that enter into the kingdom of God. We've been speaking about a level of discipleship from this platform and others that have spoken of the kingdom of God is coming. Christ Jesus is returning. And he's coming now by way of his spirit. And the preparation that many have entered into has been a beautiful thing. May we just say that there'll be no end or stop or barrier or line or defining element of how far, how deep, how wide you or I will go in our relationship with Christ. Could we say that this morning? Just in your own way, that there would be no rejection of the increase of light. For surely as the sun is rising and coming and the dawning day is appearing, more and more truths will be revealed. We cannot say today that we are the embodiment of all truth and all knowledge and all insight. But by faith we can say, we are open to the one that is and in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And by faith, I stand to receive all of the fullness, all of the light, all of the truth. Amen. Amen. Because for sure as anything, tomorrow we'll have more insight than today. And today we have more than yesterday. And a year from now we'll have more than today. 5 years from now we'll have more than that. It is a progressive unfolding revelation of Jesus Christ. And this really becomes the mark of Christians. I know a lot of people say, well, I accepted Christ 50 years ago and I'm so thankful of it. You know, I'm saved. True. But when I read the scriptures, it talks about, doesn't it, a level of discipleship, a level of maturity, if you will. A level of growth, a level of development. Now, that may be okay for that person, but I think what Christ is looking for is brothers in Christ, like the prophecy that came up, I think, this morning, that we might be, he's the first fruit of many brethren. So we're looking for growth. We're looking for development. And it's not based on chronological age, even though I know many of us here in this room have walked with God for Methuselah. Hundreds of years. Huh? No, not quite. Okay, Don. Okay, 50. So, what I'm promulgating this morning is that more light is coming. What is going to be our response to it? And that by faith, tomorrow, we'll have more revelation than we do today. But that we might be faithful today to walk in what we have, because that leads us to tomorrow. It's like the Navy SEALs say, the only day that was easy was yesterday. There are going to be more challenges tomorrow. Each day has enough worry and concern of itself, the scriptures say, right? Pretty much true, right? But we're committing everything to him. And he's committed everything to us. The very least we could do is commit everything back to him, right? Yes. Not everyone can say that. And even the disciples, when asked by Christ, will you too leave me? They said, no, we'll follow you. It's one thing to say that you will and not do it, like the Pharisees. And there's other thing to say that you won't and will do it. Okay, so the story of the virgins, I think we've formed the foundation here. So we proceed, if we could then, turning to Mark. A few pages over, Mark chapter 2, forgive me. Chapter 2, verse 18. I'd like to pick up a story that Christ had with the disciples of John and the Pharisees. A rather interesting group had presented themselves to Christ. Pharisees and the disciples of John the Baptist. Now, you recall the disciples of John the Baptist, about 3 years earlier, really had done a wonderful job of baptizing in the name of John the Baptist and preparation for the Christ that would come. And they really had quite a strong influence in Israel and the surrounding areas, Nicopolis and the other areas of Syria, and even came the whole area. And of course, the Pharisees we know very, very well. But the discourse between Christ and these two groups is very, very intriguing for me. And could we pick this up in verse 18? John's disciples and the Pharisees, they were fasting. And they came and said to Christ, him, why do John's disciples and the disciples of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast? And Jesus said to them, while the bridegroom is with them, the attendants of the bridegroom do not fast, do they? So long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them. See, it's clairvoyance. And he knew his what was going to happen, himself and his relationship to the Father. And they then will fast in that day. Now, he proceeds with a very interesting response. And his response has nothing to do with fasting and their question. But his response has to do with the level of light that they were to reject. Let's read on. No one sows, now here's his analogy. Strange. We're talking about fasting, and he's now talking about sewing a patch of unshrunk cloth on an old garment. What's that got to do with fasting? Otherwise, the patch pulls away from it the new from the old, and the worst tear results. And he goes on to say, and no one puts new wine into old wineskins, otherwise the new wine will burst the skins, and the wine is lost, and the skins as well. But one puts new wine into fresh wineskins. Amazing. It's amazing for me to think that within a span of 3 years' time, the disciples of John were old wineskins. Basically, he was saying that. And you wonder how many of the disciples of John who were baptizing and opened the door for Christ, who saw the Christ, eventually moved on in Christ. We don't really know. But he was basically saying to them, they were becoming old wineskins. And I thought to myself, gee, that could be true for me as well. That having been exposed to so much, having received a certain measure, unless there's the fresh new wine coming,
amen,
unless I receive it and walk in it, I too could be an old wineskin. What we do with the light that we have received is extremely important. It's like sin. What we do with the consciousness, after a while, if you keep sinning, you become brazen to that area of sin, don't you? The necessity of when light comes, when illumination is made real of something of God to you, that we respond to it and that we receive the full impact of what that light is meant to bring to us. Because in that word, in that revelation, in that knowledge, opens up for us the answer, because the answers are all through Christ. So the degree that we open up and accept more of the light in every area of our life, this becomes the degree by which we're having more effectiveness of Christ, more illumination of Christ from our lives, and more intimacy and oneness with Christ in our lives. Amen?
Yes.
Amen. Okay. We've received a fair amount of light, I think, in this body. We've been fortunate for several years to sit under a great word, great teaching, great teaching on the kingdom of God, great teaching on discipleship. We've had words on worship, and we're allowed to have a freedom of worship here, which is good. But in all these things, I'm just wondering, have we reached the fullness of those? Have we reached the fullness of the worship and the freedom that we're to have in Christ in our worship?
No.
Have we reached the fullness of the speaking of the prophecies? I listen very, very closely to the prophecies because I feel that the Holy Spirit moving through the body is one of the true marks of how alive the body is,
right,
how functional the body is, and certainly Christ's leadership through the body. This word really is the nexus. The nexus for this word really is from that. David's brought some excellent words over the last couple of weeks on light, on the illumination of light. This is just another aspect of light and the importance of having the light shine and be exposed to the light and allowing the light to fully radiate, if you will, your heart and your life, so that from your life comes light. So whether it's home situations, whether it's work, whether it's families and relationships, more of Christ Jesus is flowing through you because you're a conduit of the revelation and the truth of the light that is in Jesus Christ and of his life. Both interchangeable. Light and life, interchangeable in Christ.
Yes.
Perhaps it would be good to maybe have a session on some of the truths that God has opened up. What are we going to do with the gift of prophecy? Is that going to be expanded in this body? What type of body are we? A New Testament church body? What about singing in the Spirit? How can we open up more of that for people? What does it mean to sing in the Spirit? What about the signs, the ministry of the signs and the gift ministries? Perhaps it would be good to have some sessions on this. But we're going to find our way in God as a family that's dedicated to his lordship and to his discipleship because we're seeking first the kingdom of God. Bless Brother Terry, you know, bless his heart and our prayer for him today. I know he's seeking first the kingdom of God. God's going to take care of all and answer all these other issues. But we as a family are looking for that. We're looking for his lordship over us. That's brought us together. Not so much by a common bond of anything else, but it's by his lordship. And the amount of revelation that we've received has brought us here together to fellowship with one another. But my objective is, in this word, is that there'll be no end to that. And that tomorrow we'll have more light than we do today. Because today we're saying, Lord, release thy fullness to us, that we may be able to be channels of thy fullness to the earth, to the universe. The release of more light will bring us face to face with the end of one realm and the truths of another that will be with the human race for 1,000 years. Because the unveiling and the opening up of more light will bring us ultimately into a confrontation with Christ. We're headed for the conjunction of two ages, dear ones. An age that is dominated by Satan now, that's being pulled in one direction, and we see it all around us, don't we? He can't go too far without seeing it, hearing it, being exposed to it. But that age is defeated. That age is a dead age. That's going nowhere. Although the illusion of it seems to be taking the world in a certain direction. And it definitely is taking the world in a certain direction. But simultaneous to that is the dawning of this new light that's coming, of the restoration of Christ Jesus, of the will of the Father, of Christ's plan for the earth, and what this means to the human race. You are the instrument of that plan. You are the instrument of that light. What are we doing with it? What are you doing with the light that God's given you? What are we as a family to do with the light that God's given us? How about in our respective realms, shall we say? May the Lord speak to us, move on us, and allow us to conduct his business. Allow his light to come into every situation that we're experiencing or that we're a part of or that we're involved with. Amen? Scripture for you. In closing, I would like to share with you a few areas that I believe more and more light will be coming, and to open an area of maybe discussion, open an area of your minds to consider. What will be your relationship to that? What will be your response to that? And maybe as a body in time, we'll find our response to that as well. But I'd like to list a few areas for you to have you begin to meditate on, to have you begin to reflect on as the week goes forward and as the months go forward, because sure as anything, change is going to happen to the earth. But we're serving an unchangeable God. It almost seems to be contradiction, doesn't it? The first area that I'd like to share for your consideration is wording it this way: a sense of destiny in our relationship to the body of Christ. I believe our body has a very unique responsibility. I think we've been given, we've been privileged to understand and be exposed to some tremendous truths of the kingdom of God. And I think for years, most of us have been seeking what those truths are. The principles of the kingdom have dominated our thinking and have become to be a part of our will and our drive. And that's a good thing, because that is the nature of Christ. It's interesting to think that in the book of Matthew, the Sermon on the Mount, which is tremendous, Matthew 5, 6, 7, 8, thereabouts, can be spoken so quickly in many ways, but it's so extremely profound. And really sets the course for the coming age that is dawning upon the earth. Dear ones, the kingdom of God is coming. And the kingdom of God is among us. Are we prepared for all that is the kingdom? And the truths and the knowledge that are all wrapped up in Christ. Amen. We have a real responsibility. We come from a lineage of faith, great faith. I'm mindful of those that have gone before us in the faith and the great cloud of witnesses that are one with us. That we without them are not complete. They without us are not complete. What is our response now of whom the end of the ages has come? If Paul wrote 2,000 years ago that these things are for a short time, how much more now, 2,000 years later? What is our response in terms of the destiny in our relationship with the responsibility now? Maybe in the fourth quarter versus the first quarter, if you will. What quarter are we in, shall we say? Or at what point in time are we in all the restoration of the truths? Certainly a lot farther on than what Paul walked in. And in that destiny that we have planned, and the reason Carol brought out for our purpose now, how is that affecting us? How is that light affecting us? What are we doing with it? What are we going to do about it? Another area that we could consider is the great restoration of the, I could classify it as the participation in the flow of the body of Christ. How are we flowing in all the aspects of the ministries, of the restored gifts of the Spirit, of the New Testament church, of apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, and all the gifts of the Spirit in 1 Corinthians 12. How are we flowing in those aspects? New light is going to continue to come. Those are instruments and tools by which we can accomplish an objective to bring us all into the measure and the stature and the fullness of Christ. How are we flowing in those? Are we developing those aspects in our lives? Something to consider. Another area is this area of the light will bring judgment on the darkness, and we're headed for the conflict of ages. We should speak a lot about this, and of course, the great book of Jeremiah does so much to describe how men were raised up by God and spoke a word to bring the change that God wanted to bring into the earth. I don't think any of us here doubt the fact that change needs to happen, and I don't have a lot of confidence that mankind is going to accomplish the change. Okay, so let's just leave it at that. So what we need to have happen is exactly the whole great plan and will of the Father. Yes. Is the kingdom is coming. Christ is going to come to restore all things. And he's been working in your life to make that happen. So we're going to have to see that not only happen in our own respective lives, in our families, in our communities, in our states, and certainly in all the nations. Judgment is coming. And I don't think we can coat this or sugarcoat it in any way. What would happen if the whole financial system caved down? Caved. What would that mean to us? That would mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people, wouldn't it? Great Depression, certainly people were jumping out of buildings, one thing or another. We've been through a pretty tough recession, depression here of late. But are we ready for some of the changes that are going to occur? I think the Christians are going to have a lot of insight, a lot of revelation, a lot of illumination on how to proceed, how to handle this. I think different people in the body are going to handle it a different way. I think we can be a great source of strength. Perhaps the light of Christ within me can help you, and you can help me, and just vice versa. I think the family spirit is going to be very important. The days are coming. It's going to be a difficult transition because Satan and the darkness are not going to go away easy. Okay? And it's not going to go away without a bit of a fight, we'll say. Right? But greater is he that is within us than is he that is in the world. Yeah. I have come to bring you peace, because in the world you're going to have tribulation, but I am greater than the world because I have overcome the world. We can just go on and on and on to the victory that is ours in Christ Jesus. But we need illumination in these areas, because fear could grip the body of Christ easily. But light dispels the darkness. See? My perfect love is going to dispel all fear. So the days, they're going to be fearful because they don't understand, nor they've rejected the light. And in the light is revelation. In the light is the fullness of joy. In the light is the life. The key for the nations will be finding Christ Jesus and finding your relationship in love with Christ Jesus, is what you were created to have. That will become the key. So people like us, I'm here, and other people too, that are looking for the revelation of Christ Jesus and His return, and are open to more and more of His light, are going to be the answers. I think we've talked about this quite some time before, that the Christians, the lowly little Christians that are just the nobodies of the earth, really, they're going to be the ones that are going to be the key, the treasure from every nation, from every land, from every culture. So we could go on with a few other points, but I know that you'll have your own of areas that light will invade and what will be our response to it. That almost could be another title for this word. New light is coming. What will be our response to it? And I think as we conclude this message that we could go off into a lot of different areas. I had written down a couple of other areas in terms of the sense of His eternal presence with us. What does that mean? What will that mean to you? What will it mean to me? The sense of communion with the Lord, His Lordship, the complete redemption process and our provisions and our position in Christ. What are all these things meaning? More and more light's going to come on all of these topics. I mean, they're topics that forever we'll be reflecting upon and being challenged by, if you will. And I think as we now begin to look towards taking our meal together, that I think the response could be that as more and more light comes, may we say in our heart, we understand today, Lord, that more and more light will be coming. And we can only pray that we'll be the recipients of that life. And that by faith today, we expose as completely and as openly and as honestly and as thoroughly and as wide open as we possibly can. Today, Lord, we receive the light that You have so that tomorrow we might walk in more light. And that by faith we might walk today in the light that You're revealing so that tomorrow I shall walk even farther. And maybe that could be, you know, our prayer daily, that we'll be faithful and obedient today so that the blessings of today can be realized and the open door for tomorrow will be assured of. Don.
This is all reminding me of a vision the Lord gave me a long, long time ago at the beginning of this time of restoration. And the analogy was night and the glimmer of light that starts to bring the day. And
yes. Yes, yes, yes.
It will continue. Mm-hmm. There will be no setting that way.
True, true. We're embarking on and entering into a glorious, glorious day, dear ones. There should be such glowing excitement, anticipation, and being just thrilled that you're alive to see these things and experience these things. To not go the way that most people do in older age and looking for retirement, to slowly kind of step into their sunset years. We're looking for a greater day of more and more truths to be ours tomorrow.
Amen.
A greater day for us tomorrow than today. And in every way, there's that anticipation for more and more of the light of the knowledge of the glory of Christ to be our heritage, our portion. We claim it, Lord.
Yes.
That we can live with such anticipation, such drive, that the will of the Father will be realized in us. For we can say, Lord, not my will, but thy will be done through me and in me, that I might possess thee, and that the light that is Christ, the glorious light that is you, Lord, would be fully manifested in me, that you will be glorified, not me, but that thou will be glorified in all things, and that we can say like Christ, I have accomplished the work which thou gavest me to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.